刚才唱的这首诗歌
Just now the hymn we sang
让我想起一个人
Remind me of one person
他就是摩拉维亚弟兄会的创始人叫做辛森多夫
He's the founder of Moravia Brotherhood His name is Zinzendorf
当他有一次在欧洲旅行的时候他去参加一个博物馆
During one of his trips to Europe he went to visit a museum
他看到当中有一幅耶稣受难的图画
He saw a painting of Jesus suffering
然后在这幅图画的下边写了一句话
And under that painting there was a sentence
就是我们刚才所唱的副歌
Which was the refrain we just sang
为你我舍生命
For you I lay down my life
为我你舍什么
For me what have you forsaken
他在那张画的前边站了整天
He stood the whole day in front of this painting
他被主的爱整个的激动
He was overwhelmed by the love of our Lord
他想到主怎样为他舍命
As he pondered on how our Lord had laid down his life for us
想到主为他受过多少痛苦又带来多少的祝福
Pondering on how much suffering the God had for us and how much
那句话一直在问他为我你放下过什么
As if the Lord kept asking him For me, what have you laid down?
他在那一次图画的前边他非常非常彻底的把自己交给了主
And in front of that painting on that day he thoroughly submitted himself to our Lord
这一个广员的管理员要来关门了来叫醒他说我们要关门了
Until the staff came to wake me up saying now we need to close the museum
然后我们知道因着这一位辛森多夫神用着他在整个世界兴起了一次非常非常伟大的传福音的运动
And afterwards we knew that God used Zinzendorf toGive a big revival of evangelism worldwide.
差遣了最多最多的宣教士到世界各地去。
They sent many, many missionaries to every corner of the world.
那一般的人只有一个原因。
They only have one goal.
他们是真正的被主的爱所征服的人。
They were conquered by the love of God.
他们是真正认识十字架救恩的人。
They were the people that understand the salvation on the cross.
他们因着这个缘故，他们整个的人生被改变。
Because of this, their whole life were transformed.
他们已经不再有任何其他生存的追求和目的。
They do not pursue anything else.
他们都是把自己一生献给主的人。
But rather dedicate their whole life to our Lord.
所以我很喜欢这首诗歌，但是每次我们来唱的时候我都会被主的爱激动
So I'm very fond of this hymn and every time we sing I will be touched by the Lord's love
好今天是我们第一次在疫情过后回到这里的聚会
Today is our first gathering after this pandemic
因着疫情所造成的各处的影响我们也有许多的规矩要遵守
Yes, we too also have many rules to follow because of this pandemic
当然感谢主在过去的几个月里边神让我们能够用网络用现代科技而保持弟兄姐妹之间的交通
I thank God that in the past few months through the internet, through the Zoom God help us to keep fellowship between brothers and sisters
但是我自己深深的相信每个在主里边 爱主的教会的人一定都有一个这样的心愿。
Yet I truly believe that every one of us who truly love God's church will have this desire.
我们需要跟弟兄姐妹聚在一起，在主的面前面对面。
We need to gather with other brothers and sisters in front of God, face to face.
我先不讲在历史上多少的时期都有迫害的发生。
Let me not mention first the persecution throughout the history.
但是那些已经把自己给了主的人，他们会想尽一切的办法，活在主的面前，活在弟兄彼此的相爱和勉励的当中。
But those who truly love God, they will try every means to, together with brothers and sisters, to live in front of God, live with brothers and sisters.
那所以我想到今天跟大家一起交通的一个很跟我们今天很实在的题目。
So I think of one topic which truly applies to today's situation.
就是信心的确据。
Which is the assurance of our faith.
那我会稍微读几段的经文。
I will mention a few passages from the Bible.
论到信心的见证人，在圣经中最具体和详尽的是在希伯来书十一章。
Concerning the witnesses of faith, Hebrew chapter 11 mentions most of them.
不过我会先从它的背景讲一点点。
Yet I will first touch a little bit about the background.
是在希伯来书十章的末了，35节开始。
Starting from the end of Hebrew chapter 10, verse 35.
如果我们把它从35到39节先打出来，大家可以看到。
If we can first have a look at from 35, verse 35 to 39 of Hebrew chapter 10.
那我们一起读一下。
And we can read together.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。因为还有一点点时候，那里并不迟延，只是一人必因信得生。他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。在希伯来书着旨是非常着重的，要对当时面临逼迫的基督徒说出来，我们所信的这位耶稣是何等的可信，何等的可贵。
The author of Hebrew said to the audienceJesus, who we have believed, is so trustworthy, is so precious.
在前边大量的列举了，他胜过了天使，他胜过了摩西，他胜过了亚伦，他胜过了约书亚。
Jesus was better than Moses, angels, Joshua, and Aaron.
他胜过了旧约所有美好的应许。
Jesus was better than any good promises mentioned in the Old Testament.
因为他用自己的性命来赎尽人一切的罪和过犯。
Because it is with his own life that he redeemed all the sins and transgressions of
human beings. 他用他自己的身体为我们开了一条又新又活，可以通到神宝座面前去的路。
With his own body, he opened a new and living way for us to go to the throne of God.
因为当时他们面临很多很多的逼迫危险。
Because at that time they faced a lot of persecution.
所以着旨就非常有意思的，在第十章快结束的时候告诉他们，不要丢弃勇敢的心。
So quite conscientiously, the author asked the audience to not shrink back.
存着这样的心，必能得大奖赐。
And it will be richly rewarded if you do not throw away your confidence.
而且我们要存一个忍耐的心。
And also they need to endure and persevere.
来遵行走完神所要我们走的路。
To do the will of God and walk the path that God wanted them to walk.
然后他有一个非常美的应许。
And then he had a beautiful promise.
因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来。
Because just a very little while, he who's coming will come.
绝不迟延。
And will not delay.
只是义人必因信得生。
But my righteous one will live by faith.
他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him.
我觉得这些的鼓励的话语非常非常清楚的适合我们这个时代的人。
These encouragements, the words of encouragement, so suitable for people who live in this age.
不要丢弃勇敢的心。
Do not throw away our brave heart.
神赐给我们的是刚强、仁爱和谨守的心。
What God gave us is a strong heart with love and caution.
当然，我们还需要求主给我们忍耐。
Of course, we will also ask God to give us perseverance.
来遵行神的旨意。
So that we can do His will.
那下边他说要来的很快就来。
And then he went on to say, though he who is coming will come.
但是他重申一句话，就是我的义人必因信得生。
Yet he also stressed that my righteous one will live by faith.
这句话它的来源是出自旧约圣经一个先知叫做哈巴谷。
This is quoted from what Habakkuk, an Old Testament prophet, once said.
当哈巴谷看见以色列的群众，以色列当时的人民已经普遍的堕落、犯罪、拜偶像的时候。
When Habakkuk saw the people of Israel had fallen,And worship the idols.
他就对神说：“为什么人作恶，你不管教他们呢？”
And he said to God, "Why do you not punish them, those wicked people?"
神就对他说：“要管教的。”
God said, "Yes, I will."
而且是会用加勒底人来管教他们。
I will discipline with the Chaldeans.
那这一个回答让哈巴谷更加难过。他就对神提出第二个问题。
And this reply upset Habakkuk even more, and he asked.
他更不能理解。
He could not understand.
因为加勒底人比以色列人坏多了。
Because the Chaldeans is even worse.
他们又不信神。
They did not believe in God.
他们又残暴。
They were cruel.
他根本不把人当人看待的。
Do not treat men as men.
当然历史记载告诉我们这是个事实。
And it is fact from historical recording.
当他们征服一个地方的人的时候，他们就把那些人任意而来残害的。
When they conquered a place, they will mistreat the people of the land.
所以哈巴谷有第二个更难的问题。
So Habakkuk had a second question.
他说：“公义的神啊，你怎么能够用一个不义的民族来惩罚一个比他还好的人呢？”
He said, "Righteous God, how can you punish some people with?" Even worse people who is less righteous.
但是神就对哈巴谷说
And God replied,
事情的终结是在神自己的手中。
The end of everything is in my hand.
最终加勒
Eventually, the Chaldeans
也要被惩罚。
They will also be punished.
然后呢他就让哈巴谷冷静的在神的面前安静。
Then he let Habakkuk to have some quiet time.
他经过在主的面前安静思想以后
，While he was thinking quietly,
他就知道说，主对他说的这句话，要来的一定会到。
He then understood what God meant by who's coming.
而且是不迟延
，and would not delay.
但是，我的义人必因信得生。
But my righteous one will live by faith.
然后你知道哈巴谷书最终是终结在一个非常非常美的祈祷里边。
And you know the book of Habakkuk ended in a very
是我们很多人都很熟悉的一个祈祷。
Which we all knew very well.
因为他知道面临的是毁灭的以色列。
Because he knew that what Israel faced was destruction.
他知道面临的是神最终的要审判所有。
He knew that God were to punish everything.
然后你知道哈巴谷就说我要冷静地等待这些事情的发生。
And Habakkuk said, I will wait quietly for everything to happen.
但是他知道既然是神掌管着这些事情。
And he knew that now that God is in sovereign.
他的祷告里边就这样说。
In his prayer, he said,
虽然无花果树不发旺。
Although the fig is not blossom.
葡萄树不结果。
The vine tree is not bearing fruit.
橄榄树也不效力。
Olive trees are not making fruit.
田地不出粮食。
The land is not yielding the crops.
圈中绝了羊。
There's no sheep in the pen.
棚中没有牛。
And there's no oxen or cattle.
这是一片极其可怕的荒凉环境。
It's a scene of desolation.
然而，我要因耶和华而欢欣。
I will rejoice because of our Lord.
因救我的神而喜乐。
Because of my Savior, I will rejoice.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们这些在任何世代都必须记住的非常重要的我们的所信的神。
Brother and sister, this is what we need to believe and we need to remember, no matter what age we live in.
我们常常为着主给我们很丰富的祝福，给我们很多很多我们所求的东西而献上感恩。
Usually we give thanks for all the blessings that God gave us.
但是哈巴谷却能够给我们看见一个，就是哪怕所有外边的东西都好像不对头了。
Yet Habakkuk allows us to see that even though everything outwardly are not making sense.
但是属神的子民有一个喜乐的绝对可靠的原因。
Yet God's people have a very reason to rejoice.
我要因神而欢喜。
I will rejoice because of God.
因救我的神而喜乐。
I will rejoice because of the Lord who saved me.
他是这样说的。
He said this.
主耶和华是我的力量。
Lord my God is my strength.
他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。在哈巴谷最后，
The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights.
那就是说，我们是靠着我们的神而有力量在这个地上行走。
That is to say, we have the strength to walk on the earth because of our God.
而且主对于我们这些信靠他的人，给出一种美妙的救恩。
The Lord has given us a wonderful salvation to those who believe in Him.
他让我们的脚快如母鹿的蹄。
He allows our feet to be as swift as the feet of a deer.
又使我稳行在高处。
And enable us to go on the heights.
你知道我们喜欢那些脚步非常雄伟雄壮的姿态。
You know, we all admire the style of those who can walk with a big steps and very fast steps.
你看啊，我们如果每次去看人家检阅啊，或者什么仪仗啊，
Every time we go out to see a parade or marching,
我们常常被他们那个雄伟的脚步给震撼。
We will be impressed.By those majestic marching and steps,
好像脚步走得越响，力量就更大。
As if the louder you walk, and the stronger you are.
但是神在这里给我们看见，神的子民的稳妥是什么呢？
Yet God has shown us what is it like for God's people to be stable.
像母鹿的蹄。
They will be like the feet of a deer.
脚很小。
It's small foot.
但是他能够在高山深谷的当中轻快的跳跃。
Yet they able to gallop between high mountains.
在高处他都能像稳行在平坦的地方一样。
Even on the heights, they were able to walk as if they were working on a flat surface.
这提醒我们，我们这些属主的人在地上的生存，用不着有很威武的表现。
This reminded us that for us to survive on this world before the Lord, we don't need.
也许我们就像那些 胆子很小的鹿。
Maybe we were like those timid deers.
也许我们的脚步就是那么的细小。
Maybe our steps were small.
但是神却让我们这些细小的脚可以在高山上平稳的行走。
Yet God will allow us to walk steadily with our little feet on the high mountains.
所以就算地上有许许多多的好像高低不平的道路。
So even though there were very rough surface in the world for us,
我们也要像这个哈巴谷先知所发出的祷告一样。
We are able to, just like what Prophet Habakkuk had prayed.
因为我们知道还有一点点时间，那一位要来的就来。
Because we know there's a little while, that who will come will come.
绝不迟延。
He will not delay.
今天不管我们看见周围是怎样荒凉的光景，
No matter what destitution we see around us,
哪怕我们也看见到处好像没指望了，
As if we don't see any hope around us,
但是我们同样要记得，我能够因神而喜乐。
Yet we need to remember we are able to rejoice.
我们能够因神而能够像母鹿的蹄行走在高原。
We're able to walk steadily on heights, just like the feet of a deer.
当希伯来的作者跟那些受信的人讲了这些话以后，
When the author of Hebrew was talking to the recipients of this letter,
他就用了整篇的十一章来给他们讲述一些信心伟人的确据。
He used the whole chapter 11 to tell them of the assurance of the faith of those great figures.
不止以前的人可以有信心而站立得住。
Not only the ancients could stand because of faith.
而且他也告诉我们这些现在是属于主的人，他给我们一个也是那么美好的实实在在的话语。
Yet he also gave us the words to those who believe in him.
他这里一说，信就是所望之事的实底。是未见之事的确据，古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commanded for.
我们有时候弟兄姐妹在一起常常说，互相鼓励说，你要有信心。
When we gather together, and brothers and sisters usually encourage each other to have faith.
信在神的信实和恩典和能力和智慧的里边。
Faith is hidden in the power, in the wisdom, in the ability of God.
所以在这里他说，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So here he said, the faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
昨天晚上我们在一个家庭小组里边刚刚也是谈到什么是信。
It happened that last night in a family fellowship group, we also talked about what is faith.
我们说到在今天的基督教世界，有些时候人给我们对这个信的这个概念，有时候给我们一些的误导。
In the Christian world, sometimes we see some misleading teachings about faith.
就好像我们有时候听见人对我们说，哦，你生这个病啊，你要有信心，你要祷告，你信心到了，你病就会好了。
People tend to say to the sick person, if you have this disease, you need to have faith and pray, and then
你碰到什么困难呢？你要有信心，就会过去了。
You need to have faith if you have this difficulty or that difficulty.
然后有时候我们如果觉得有些弟兄姐妹说，哎，我的祷告怎么主不听呢？
Some brothers and sisters say, why didn't God listen to my prayer?
然后有人就会告诉你是因为你的信心不够。
Then others will say, because you do not have a big faith.
其实在这里说的信就是所望之事的实底。
Here it tells us, faith is being sure of what we hope for.
所以信心有一个非常非常准确的目的跟
There's a very accurate purpose of our faith.
而这一个目标就是我们的主。
This purpose, this goal is our Lord.
基督徒的信心。
The Christian's faith.
首先 不是迷信。
First of all, it is not superstition.
迷信是什么？
What is superstition?
迷信就是人自己制造出来的。
It is manufactured by man himself.
迷信是什么？
Superstition.
就是可以透过某些的手段去达成你想要的东西。
Is you try some means to reach your own purpose.
信心也不是世界上常常所说的精神的寄托。
Faith is also not something we said your mental support.
因为它不是人一个美好的理想。
Because it's not a good idea about from some man.
这里说信是所望之事的实底。
Faith is the substance of what you hope for.
为什么是实底呢？
Why is this a substance?
因为我们所信的这位神是确实可信的。
Because what we believe, our God is worthy of believing.
我们最少可以从几个方面来思想我们所信的这位神。
We can look at it in a few, from a few aspects.
首先，他是创造者。
First, he is the creator.
天地是他造的。
The whole universe, heaven and earth, was framed by him.
所以今天的年轻人呢，很喜欢要我们向他解释进化论的问题。
So today's young people often like us to explain to them what is the revolution.
其实
evolution.
进化论自己也没有非常正确的依据。
The evolution theory itself doesn't have a very good evidence.
但是是神创造了万有。
Because God himself created the universe.
所以你记得保罗是一位大有学问的人，他就这样的对人这样说。
So Paul, this man of great knowledge, said to people,
原来神的神性是明明可知的。
God's divine nature is so apparent.
虽是眼不能见。
Although you can't see it with your own eyes.
当藉着所造之物就叫人无可推诿。
Yet through everything he created, you cannot make an excuse.
换句话说。
In another world.
为什么进化论的人能够，其实现在的科学也不断在批驳这一个观点了。
Even nowadays, science is criticizing evolution theories.
因为 DNA 的发现不可能变种嘛。
The discovery of DNA proved that one category cannot be transformed into another.
还有的就是神藉着所造的东西留下非常清楚的手笔给我们的。
God also left marks through the things that he created.
我记得有一次我信主以后
After I believe in God,
我跟一个同学传福音
I remember once I preached gospel to my classmate
他当然也跟所有的有知识的人一样问一个很简单的问题
And just like all the other knowledgeable people, he asked one question
你叫神显明在我的面前我就信
Ask God to show up himself in front of me and then I will believe.
但是用保罗在书信中告诉我们的话其实很简单。
But using what Paul had told us in his epistles,
我当时就指着地下的草对他说
I pointed to the grass and said to him,
这里边就有神的作为。
This is the work of God.
草今天长起来明天会枯干。
The grass grew up today and tomorrow it withered.
哪里来的
Where did it come from?
树今天枯干了 明年还会再长出来
The trees are withered this year but next year it will grow up
我们今天正在这边是冬天
Now we're in winter
很多树都枯干了
And many trees are withered
但是你稍微过几个月春天一来你看见那个绿芽就通通都发出来了
Yet after a few months when spring's here you will see it sprouting again
这是生命
This is life
生命一直在跟我们见证说来自神所给
All these lives are testifying to us that they come from God
还不仅仅是这样。
Not only that.
在这一个末后的时代，最重要的证据是什么？
In these last days, what is the most important evidence?
就是神爱世人。
That is, God loves the world.
甚至爱到把他的独生子赐给我们。
To the extent that he gave his only and begotten son.
希伯来书的作者在前边说过。
The author of Hebrews said in the first part of this book,
他说神在以前曾经借着先知列祖不断地来启示他的向人来说话。
He said in the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times in many various ways.
但是在这末后的世代就在他的儿子里边来向人说话。
But in these last days,He has spoken to us by his son.
他是神最终极的，能够向人所拿出来证明的最最宝贵的证据了。
Who is the ultimate and the most precious evidence God can show to
people? 所以主耶稣在地上的时候，他能够对所有的人说。
So Jesus, while he was on the earth, he could say to everyone,
你们看见我，你们就能看见神。
When you see me, you see God.
神是怎么样的？
And you see how God is.
神是怎样有慈爱的？
You see how loving God
is. 神是怎样有怜悯的？
How merciful.
神是怎样有大能的？
How powerful he is.
我们都可以在耶稣的身上看见。
You can all see this from Jesus.
但是他奇妙的就是他爱这些世上的罪人。
But what's amazing is he loved the sinners in this world.
有多少多少的人？
How many people,
特别是许许多多的我们知道的曾经反对神的人
So many people who we know they used to be against God
当他们走投无路的时候
Yet when they reached the end of their lives
神并没有弃绝他们没有放弃他们
God did not give up them or reject them
反而是用爱去寻找他们去安抚他们
Instead, God's love found them and comforted them.
所以历史历代有多少的人得救的时候都能这样说
So throughout the history, those people can say this when they're saved.
是你用爱征服了我
It is you who have conquered me with your love.
因为主的爱临到你临到我的时候
Because when God's love come upon you or me
你知道你已经不需要任何的证据
You know that you no longer need any more evidence
你知道别人无法理解
You knew that no other people could comprehend
但是你心里深深的被他的爱所融化
But you yourself is melted down
让你起来也懂得要来爱他
So that you are able to come up to love him
信徒们能够在难处的当中那样的平静那样的安稳
The fact that believers can through their hardships can receive peace and walk steadily
他们能够这样说
They could say this
我今天虽然没有看见他
Even though I do not see him with my eyes
但是却能够爱他
Yet I am able to love him.
虽然不得面对面见他
although I do not see him face to face,
却因信他就有说不出来的蛮有荣光的大喜乐
But because I believe in him, I have the big joy that is indescribable.
所以弟兄姐妹我在这里提醒的是什么
So today I'm reminding you, brothers and sisters,
我们这些称为信主的人
we who are called believers,
我们必须清楚的我们不是在一种观念跟思想的里边来接受信仰
We need to be clear that we do not accept this faith in ideology
是因着主给了生命
But because of the life he gave us
是因着主的爱临到了你临到了我
And because of the love of our Lord has come upon you
而且这个生命就改变了你改变了我
And because this life has transformed you and me
不要讲有多少人因着主的生命来到而被改变了。
Don't mention how many people have been transformed
because of this. 你只要冷静一下，想想你的自己。
Just calm down and think about yourself.
你以前是怎么样的人？
What kind of person you were?
你想的是什么事？
What were you thinking of all day long?
自从主的救恩临到你以后，
Ever since the salvation came to you,
是不是很明显的你不一样了？
Is it you're different now?
是不是你心里跟以前也不一样了？
And what you're thinking is different now?
是不是因着主的爱把你逐渐的在改变中？
Is it God's love that is slowly transforming you?
以前我是个极其粗暴、急躁的人。
Previously, I'm quick-tempered.
但是因着我蒙了主的救恩，我被改变了。
But because of His salvation, I was changed.
不是说我所有的旧的东西都完全绝迹。
Not that all the bad habits has been removed.
但是我开始渐渐的远离跟不喜欢那个东西。
But I began to distance myself from those things that I don't
like. 我要学习主自己那种温柔谦卑的性格。
I'm starting to learn the humbleness.
因为那个生命是那个样子的。
Because this is him.
所以我就害怕我自己常常阻挡了他这个生命在我身上的表现。
So, I'm afraid that I will hinder to manifesting his life.
在以前我是想什么事我都为我自己的利益，为着我自己的名誉，为着我自己的得着而思想的。
Previously, I think of things to my own benefits and interest.
但是我被主拯救以后，
Yet after I was saved,
我开始不会只顾自己的事。
I would not only think of myself.
我开始会想到周围别人的需要。
I start to consider the needs of other people.
所以弟兄姐妹，你会看见在神的家中是为什么那么美好吗？
So brothers and sisters, now you see why it's so beautiful in the house of God.
你有一点点事，很多人都为你着急。
When you've got some trouble, everyone is caring about you.
你有一点点的伤心，大家都为你流眼泪。
You have a little sorrow in you, and everyone shed tears for you.
你有什么样的需要？别人就算帮不到，他们都会在祷告的里边与你同行。
Whatever little need you have, even though no one can help you, they will remember you in their prayer.
这些还是次要。
This is not first.
更重要的是主自己与你同在。
The foremost important thing is the Lord himself is present with
you. 主自己与我同在。
He is with you and me.
我们要记得主所在的地方就是神圣的地方。
Remember, wherever God is a holy place.
哪怕这里是荒野，
Even though it's a desert.
哪怕这里是荆棘，
Even though there's thorns here.
如果主跟你同在，
If the Lord is with you,
荆棘会着火的，
The thorns will be burned.
但是它虽然被烧，却没有烧毁的。
Thorns will catch fire but not be destroyed.
想想你我的生命，
Think of your life and my life.
我真的是每逢想到主奇妙的恩典啊，
Every time I think of his wonderful, amazing grace.
我真的说过于我所能描述。
I can truly say this is beyond any description.
我从很小遭遇就很糟糕。
From very little, I had lots of troubles.
我身体又很差。
And I wasn't healthy.
我又没机会受教育。
And I didn't have opportunities for education.
我又没有力量去打工。
I did not have strength to work.
照着医生讲，你大概30岁都过不了。
According to the doctor, you can't live past 30 years old.
但是我不知不觉，我过了两次30岁了。
But gradually, without knowing, now I've passed 30 years.
我想不出我怎么活过来的。
I don't know how I survived all these.
是我自己养活自己吗？
Is it myself who's
been caring for me? 是别人养活我吗？
Is it someone else who's been caring for me?
原谅我说，是主的恩典。
Forgive me to say this. It is complete God's grace.
我可以活着是主的恩典帮助着我。
The fact I'm alive today is the grace that God has
given me. 有多少危险要命的时刻，
how many perils and dangers I faced.
主把我们带过来了。
Yet God had led me through.
他以往的带领。
All his past leading.
让我能够非常非常的坚信他今天还在带领我。
Enable me to believe strongly that he is still leading me today.
弟兄姐妹，我一直记得一个美好的教导。
Brothers and sisters, I remember a great teaching.
神如果帮助我们，
If God helps us,
谁能抵挡我们？
Who can be against us?
谁能控告神所称义的人？
Who can accuse those who God justifies?
谁能定他们的罪？
Who can condemn them?
有神称我们为义。
God has called us righteous.
有耶稣基督为我们死了。
Jesus Christ had died for us.
甚至还已经复活了。
And also has been raised from
今天还在天父的宝座右边，一直在为我们祈祷。
And today he is in the right hand side of our God's throne, interceding for
us. 所以弟兄姐妹，我们不应该恐惧。
So brothers and sisters, let us not be afraid.
只要我们的主活着，你我就有指望的。
As long as our God is living,
没有一件事坏到我们的主控制不了的。
Nothing is worse than what he can control.
更重要的是，
More importantly,
谁能使我与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Who can separate us from the love of Christ?
在罗马书那里列举了大量的不好的事情。
There's a long list of hardships and troubles in the book of Romans.
你有时间你回去去念在罗马书第八章的后半段。
You can read from verse chapter 8.
但是它的结论是什么？
The conclusion is,
靠着爱我们的主，我们能够得胜有余。
By the Lord who loves us,We can conquer more and more.
因为这个爱是建立在耶稣基督的身上。
Because this love is from Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们说到希伯来书十一章列举了大量大量的真实的历史事实。
Brothers and sisters, in the book of Hebrews, there is a big list of the great people with the faith.
提醒我们，信是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
All their testimonies remind us that faith is the substance of what we hope for and the certainty of what we do not see.
他在提醒我们，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
They remind us that without faith, man cannot please God.
因为到神面前来的必须相信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
For those who come to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
这一句话讲出来的就是，你不能是单单观念说有一位神。
It tells us that you can't just have this concept there is a God.
圣经中说一句很讽刺的话。
There's a very sarcastic saying in the Bible.
你信有神吗？魔鬼也信。
Do you believe God? Even the devil believes.
但是他是害怕的信。
But he believes in tremble.
我们基督徒信。它不是一个观念。
Christian believe in God, it's not just a concept.
是我们到他的面前可以寻求他。
It is we who can come before him and seek him.
是可以跟他发生这种非常亲密的个人的生命的来往的。
We can associate with him in a very intimate relationship.
我想今天我的时间应该停在这里。
I believe my time has.
但是我们互相提醒的就是说，我们有一位这么美好、伟大又慈爱的神。
We want to remind each other we have such a great, loving and merciful God.
我们可以因信而得着安息。
Because of this faith, we can receive peace.
我们可以因信而保持跟他有活泼的生命的交通。
By faith, we can have a lively fellowship with him in life.
主若愿意，我们就下一次讲十一章每一个的例证。
God permit, we will go through every single great faith.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，感谢你留下这些美好的证人，也给我们美好的应许。
Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you for all these beautiful testimonies and people you've left for us.
主在这一个特殊的时期，人心惶惶的年代。
In this special time with the panics in everyone's heart.
主啊，让我们这些人能够因信跟你有美好的交通。
Help us to continue the beautiful fellowship with you because of faith.
因信来经历你的同在，成为我们的平安。
Help us to by faith to experience you are with us.
因信我们在任何环境里边能够因你而喜乐。
By faith that we can rejoice because of you in all circumstances.
我们的信是因着你而来的。
This faith comes from you.
因为你是那一位信实，那一位满了慈爱的主。
You are the faithful one that is full of mercy.
我们感谢你，压山的芦苇你不折断，江城的灯火你不吹灭。
We thank you, you do not snap this reed.And you do not put off the light.
父亲怎样爱自己的孩子，你也怎样爱我们。
How the father loves his children, this is how you love us.
求你在这个时代把我们紧紧的。
May you in this time hold us tightly.
在你的怀抱里。
In your bosom.
好让我们在你里边就能够像断过奶的婴孩一样的安息。
So that we will enjoy the rest and peace, just like a little baby who has just weaned.
愿荣耀归给你。
May the glory be unto you.
愿平安归给你的教会。
May the peace be given to your church.
愿祝福归给每一个信靠你的人。
May the blessing be unto everyone who believes and trusts in you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.